Welcome to the Blood Cancer Experience, a podcast by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. This podcast connects people affected by a blood cancer to resources that inform, support, educate, and empower. When it comes to cancer, it's hard to navigate the unknown, and there are no easy answers. We're here to bring you the information you need to help you make sense of every step of the blood cancer experience. My name is Caroline Mitchell, and I am the Community Services Manager, part of the Ontario Regional Team for the LLSC. Today on the show, I'm talking about going back to school after cancer treatment with Rochelle Char. Going back to school after cancer can be an anxious time. Today, Rochelle will share some of her experience with returning to school, along with tips on making the transition a bit easier. Thank you, Rochelle, for joining us today.
Thank you, Carolyn, for having me on the show. It's really great to be here and be able to share my experiences with you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are in terms of your journey?
So I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 2016. I had chemotherapy done and I went into remission. And a few months after that, I found out that I relapsed. And then I had to go on and do some more chemotherapy and another bone marrow transplant and some immunotherapy. And then I was in remission again in March 2017. So I've been in remission for about 3 years now and 2 years since my last treatment had ended.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself and your experience with going back to school as a cancer survivor and what it was like for you to go back to school?
So when I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma the first time, I was actually halfway through my master's degree. So I was studying at the University of Nottingham in the UK, and my family was all the way back in Netherlands, where I'm originally from. So it was a very difficult time when I was diagnosed, being away from my family in a foreign country. And it was a difficult decision for me to take to pause my studies at the time, which that's what I decided to do in order to focus on my health. And also because I didn't really want to go through chemotherapy all by myself. I really wanted to go back home and be with my family at the time. So I paused my studies and went back home for treatment. And I had planned to return back to school after I finished. And the university was really great at the time. They were very accommodating to my needs, and they allowed me to take as much time as I needed to get treated and recover before I was ready to come back. And just a few months before my intended return, about a year later, I found out that I'd relapsed. And then I had to postpone my return for another year. And so during this time, I was going through a bone marrow transplant and very aggressive chemotherapy, which was then followed by immunotherapy. And by the time I was completely done, it was about 3 weeks before I planned to go back to school. And so that was out of school for about 2 years at that point. And it was a very exciting time for me because I really wanted to reclaim my independence, and that is something that cancer takes away from you. Going through a lot of treatment, you tend to rely a lot on your family to help with just like the basic daily needs, and it takes away a lot of your identity and also a lot of your independence, and a lot of like it just sort of like your entire life becomes cancer. And that's exactly what my life was for the better part of those 2 years. And I desperately wanted to take my life back into my own hands. So obviously I was really, really excited about that. But of course I was very scared and intimidated for the exact same reasons. So because I had been so dependent on my family and my friends during this period, I knew that going back to school, and that also meant going to a foreign country and living by myself, would mean that I would have to be independent. I just didn't know how to do that anymore. I knew that there were going to be a lot of challenges that I was going to have to face, and that was also very scary. But at the end of the day, I decided to take that risk and just go ahead because I desperately wanted to get my life back, and that risk was well worth it.
So you had some big challenges going back to school, but also moving away from your family at that time, by the sounds of it. What are some challenges that you faced when you did return back to school?
A lot of my challenges were physical related, because I was still dealing with a lot of fatigue, and my body hadn't yet recovered from all the treatments. I found that I was actually really struggling to just walk across campus, and walk from, just going from class to class was a daily struggle for me. And another major issue was the chemo brain, and I think that was the biggest struggle that I had to deal with. So for people who don't really know what chemo brain is, it's basically the short-term memory. Like, it's just a variety of symptoms that you would get because of the aggressive chemotherapy. Just short-term memory loss and inability to concentrate for long periods of time, and not being able to retain information well. So there were instances for me where I would attend lectures and not remember later on that I was there. There was a lot of pressure that I put on myself to try and like a cope and adapt with the chemo brain. Another issue that I had was that since I was returning halfway through the year, all my old friends from class that I'd met 2 years prior had already graduated, and I was also a little bit worried about being able to make new friends. Another challenge that I was not anticipating at all was the fact that because of my immune status, sorry, there are some things that had to be reorganized for me. So part of my master's degree, I had to complete a thesis project. And so I was studying microbiology, and most of the thesis projects are lab-based projects, wet lab-based projects. But because of my immune status, it wasn't safe for me to work in a lab and partake in any of those experiments. The university and the program that I was part of had to be accommodating with my needs and my circumstances, and they were actually really helpful in that sense. They allocated me a project that didn't involve, wet lab. So that was great, but that was definitely a challenge at some point because I didn't know whether that was like how that was going to work out. And they were really great in that sense, though. But it was definitely stressful at some point. I didn't know how I would be able to graduate without doing this project.
Sounds like the school was able to kind of accommodate your needs and your specific situation. Was it, going towards to the teachers and professors? Were they quite accommodating with being able to set up new ways for you to learn?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was really lucky because my professors knew exactly what my circumstances were from the minute I was diagnosed 2 years prior. They knew what my struggles were like, and they knew how excited I was to come back and continue my studies. And they didn't want me to feel for a moment that I was disadvantaged. And they just wanted to make sure that I would have the perfect, well-rounded experience that all the other students were having.
That's excellent. Were there any coping mechanisms that you found particularly helpful?
So actually, at first, I was really frustrated because I realized that I was asking way too much of myself, and I had great expectations. I expected to go in and be able to just pick up where I left off, and that wasn't very realistic. It was harder for me to accept my situation and come to terms with the limitations that were put forth because of the cancer and the treatment. And as soon as I came to accept those limitations, things got better from there. I started finding ways to cope with like the different issues. So for instance, like with chemo brain, which was for me was a major issue, I think. I had to accept it was going to take me longer to be able to learn certain things. And in many ways, I was going to have to find just a different way to relearn, to like have to discover new ways to relearn information. And it really helped me in general to just like be super organized. So I always had my schedule book and my notebook, and I had every little little detail written in them, no matter how insignificant they would seem at the time. And it's not just about, you know, I would write down absolutely everything. So it wasn't just restricted to lecture notes. It would sometimes include conversations that I would have with people that I just didn't want to forget later on. And I found that really helpful because I stopped putting that extra pressure on my brain to perform when I knew that it was still recovering. And then I kind of overcompensated because I would, like, you know, just take a lot longer to learn stuff. So I would overprepare for tests, for instance, and I took more time to study for, you know, just for everything. So I had to, like, repeat a lot of the information, and I gave myself ample time to do so. I knew that I was taking more time, like twice and three times. It took me twice and three times as much time to prepare and to study as anyone else did. And that was okay. Sometimes, like, I would have to find new ways to learn. Sometimes I would, like, record my notes and have to rewatch lectures. And I think what really helped as well was, honestly, it was just lowering my expectations about how well I needed to do. So that was really a pivotal moment for me. And I came to accept and understand that whatever I had to give was just going to be my best. Like, my best effort was enough. And that was really important for, like, to be able to accept that and, you know, enjoy the process, enjoy the experience, because that could, you know, really take a toll on you, thinking that you're not doing enough. And no matter what, how much effort you would put in, it's just not going to be enough. Also, in terms of just the physical energy, I had to be patient with myself. I just had to understand that my body was still recovering, my muscles were regrowing, and it was okay to take longer to get to class. That was all right. To be fair, the university was really nice and accommodating. They offered their help to me several times if I ever needed it, but I personally chose not to do it, because not to take them up on their offer. Just, I don't know why. I don't recommend that. I mean, if you're really struggling, there's nothing wrong with asking for help and accepting help. But I think at the time, I just wanted to, you know, prove to everyone and myself that I could do it on my own. As far as the fatigue goes and the energy goes, it gets better, as everybody knows, with recovery. It takes time, and there are no shortcuts there. You know, I had a similar mindset that I had throughout my treatment, which I carried on with me. And I just celebrated every single achievement, no matter how small they were. If one day I felt like I could walk faster, or I could walk up the stairs without, you know, panting by the time I reached the top, that was a massive win for me. And I celebrated that, because it was the first experience for me finding a new normal for myself after cancer. I found that my mental and physical recovery were absolutely phenomenal. They were accelerated during this period. The amount of growth that happened during that time was really, really great. It was amazing. And honestly, if I were to go back in time, I would do it all over again, because I believe that experience also really accelerated my recovery.
That's amazing that you were able to kind of adjust to your own new normal, both physically as well as, like, the emotional piece as well, and develop some key coping mechanisms to help you complete your studies at school. So that's amazing that you found those great tips and techniques to help you manage returning to school at a challenging time for yourself. So was there anything that your family and friends did to support you that made a positive difference for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you're in an academic setting, it's really easy to get sucked into that world and not be able to see the big picture. I think it's equally challenging, or actually, I think it's even more challenging for a cancer survivor, because not only dealing with academic challenges, but they're also dealing with effects of treatment post-cancer, and it's just, you know, all these issues just become more amplified. And having friends and family around who were there for me during my treatment was really great, because they understood better than anybody the struggle of just going back to school and at the same time dealing with all the side effects. So they were really great. They always, like, they constantly reminded me to take it easy on myself and to be very proud of myself for everything that I've done so far. Because it's really going back to school after cancer is not an easy feat to do. And it's a great reminder to have. We all need to be reminded of that every now and then, I think. And they just told me to not give up and just do my best, and that was enough. And that's also really great to hear, because sometimes, you know, with and without cancer, we sometimes feel like we're not enough, or what we're doing isn't enough. And that was all, it's always great for someone close to you to tell you that no, it is. Everything you're doing is enough, and you are enough. When I first went back to school, I was having a really tough time adjusting. And I had very little faith in myself, and I didn't know if I would be able to keep up. And I was very stressed. I had a lot of anxiety about, you know, whether or not I was going to be able to keep up with the coursework, which is really intense, and whether I would be able to retain all that information. At one point, I just honestly believed that I was wasting my time, and I was just not going to be able to do any of it. So I called up my mom and I told her that I was considering, you know, calling it quits and going back home. And she very calmly told me that if I wanted to do that, that would be totally fine. But before I just make that decision, just to try and think of how I would feel in a couple of months after coming back home and calling it quits. And she just asked me to reflect on whether or not I would have any regrets. And if I were to look back, would I regret that decision that I made? And I think for me, that was the moment when I decided I'm not going to give up. Like, no matter what happens, even if I don't end up doing as well as I thought, even if I try and I fail, at least I would have tried. But at least there wouldn't be any more regrets there. Whereas if I decided to just leave and quit, then I probably would have a lot of regrets. And that was such a great choice, actually. Because things actually turned out a lot better than I expected. And I ended up having a wonderful experience there. Like, it was a very challenging time, but honestly, it was the most gratifying experience for me, because it was completely my choice. And I knew that despite my limitations, I wanted to try it anyways, and I refused to give up. And it just makes it that much sweeter, you know.
I love the comment that you made, that you are enough. And I think you've talked a little bit about that. So it is important to be kind to ourselves. So can you maybe share a little bit more about you are enough and kind of the importance that is for people to kind of resonate with themselves?
We tend to put all these pressures on ourselves, and we have all these expectations. This resonates, I think, with absolutely everybody, and not only cancer survivors or cancer patients or anyone, you know, like going through a tough time. We tend to be really harsh on ourselves and not cut ourselves any slack at all. And that's, I think it's really unfair. Instead of thinking about everything that I had gone through and everything my body and mind had to endure through cancer and the treatments that came, you know, with it and all the side effects and all of that stuff that's really difficult. So instead of celebrating my body and my mind for managing to cope with everything and emerge and still want to take on challenges and move on with my life, there were times when I just instead just found myself just focusing on all the things that I couldn't do, but rather than the things that I had already done and achieved, which were amazing. The fact that I'm here and I'm trying is should be enough, and it is enough. You have to be kind to yourself and to your body and everything that you went through, and also your mind. And if you're struggling to like do something, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's beauty in imperfection, and it's really okay.
That's excellent. What have you learned from the experience of going back to school?
So school for me wasn't just going back to school and going into an academic setting. It just involved everything at the same time, you know, recovery and adapting and, you know, adjusting to my, you know, new normal and acceptance. So there's a lot of things that I had to learn there. The learning curve was just massive. So I actually started out feeling very insecure, you know, about whether or not I was able to just complete my program at all. I learned so much about myself during that experience. I learned just how resilient I was. I learned how capable I was at adapting to changing circumstances and the new circumstances that I was dealt with. So cancer was actually forced on me. And, you know, like I had to work my way around cancer because like this is something that I have to do to survive. But I chose to go back to school, and that was completely my choice. And even though it was very challenging and difficult, and knowing that my limitations and knowing that limitations were there and that my performance was going to be affected by those limitations, I learned really how not to give up and to keep fighting for what I wanted. And it was the experience that I wanted.
What would you say to other cancer survivors who are also experiencing going back to school?
So first of all, don't feel pressure to go back to school right away. I mean, if it works for you and you're ready for it, then do it. If you don't feel ready for it, that's totally fine. You work at your own pace and you live on your own timeline. If you feel like you need some time for your own recovery and your own mental health, then that is the right thing to do. Only you can decide what the right thing for you is. And don't go off of other people's experiences. That's something that's really important, I think. So what's right for others might not be right for you, and that's okay. If you do decide that now is the time to go back to school for you, I would say, first and foremost, be patient with yourself. Just be patient in general. It's okay. Things are not going to be perfect, and they don't have to be perfect. Adjusting to life after cancer takes a lot of time, let alone like going back to school in the midst of recovery. That's a whole other challenge. So it's okay. Completely okay. And just putting in your best effort and doing your best is more than enough. There might be a lot of struggles, but you don't have to go through it by yourself. Do talk to people, like talk to your professors, talk to your guidance counselor if you have one at your school. They're usually very helpful, and they're there for you, and it's okay to reach out to them if you're struggling. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be too harsh on yourself. Like, it's okay to take time off for yourself. It's so easy to get caught up in the stress that comes with college. That's something everybody experiences. And it's hard enough for our students who are perfectly healthy, but for someone who is still recovering from chemotherapy treatment or surgery, it can be very intimidating and exhausting. So just make sure you slow down and just take time off for yourself. That's okay as well. Reach out to your family and friends, because they will keep you grounded, and they might not know exactly what you're going through, but they'll be there to cheer you on. And they'll always be reminding you that you're doing great and that they're proud of you. And that's always a great thing.
That is great information to share in people returning back to school. Just some great tips for kind of surviving going back to school after being away from school for a period of time. Thank you so much, Rochelle, for taking the time to talk to us about your story today. If listeners have any questions about returning to school or need support to navigate your experience, I encourage you to connect with a community services manager in your region. Visit llscanada.org to connect with us. Until next time, stay well.
Thank you for listening to the Blood Cancer Experience podcast series by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. You can find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts, so be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email with your comments or suggestions to canadainfo@lls.org. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada is dedicated to funding cutting-edge research and supporting people affected by blood cancers. To learn more and access resources including fact sheets, booklets, and webcasts, visit llscanada.org.